Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, a whole week has almost blasted past us. Welcome, my friends. It is Friday, the 23rd day of January of 2004. I still can't get used to that. Seems like yesterday it was 1999. Big broadcast lined up for you. We've got Operation Rescue West coming on in the second hour. It's a First Amendment issue, not just trying to stop the 45 million plus murders. But, you know, they have a big truck with a picture of a baby, a live baby, and then a dead baby on the side. And they've been arrested and they're being charged. They're trying to tell people all over the country that they cannot expose what's really happening. But PBS can show video of all the dead Jews in World War II. Images of thousands of naked bodies being bulldozed into pits, and I think that's good. It's good that they show that. We should know what evil's all about. We should see the results of evil and what happens when you don't stand up to it. But you can show the murders in Africa, murders by Saddam in the Middle East. You can show murders by Pol Pot. You can show murders by Hitler. But you better not show the murders in this country. In fact, they're taking down websites that show this all over the place. When we've shown videos on television of this, the city threatens to throw us off cable. You can show anything else you want. But you try to show people how these are babies and they're being killed. And they will come after you. So that's coming up in the second hour. A violation of the First Amendment here. And there's so much just incredible news. At the end of the show, I briefly covered an article that I said I would get back into today, and we'll cover this first. This is out of the Washington Post, making way for designer insects. The government has loving mosquitoes they want to release to give you your vaccines, whether you like them or not. Isn't that nice? Isn't that just special? And no telling what else these mosquitoes are carrying, but very scary article. Everything we've already covered in the past, but here it is in the Washington Post mainstream news. And a new article along these lines today that's even scarier out of the Sydney Morning Herald, call for suicide genes to control GM organisms. And on its face, anybody that has a basic understanding of the genome, the problems they've had, the type of mutations that occur. This is, again, if somebody wants to make a scary science fiction movie, they should do it along these lines. We'll get into that. Also, I always watch the Davos Economic Forum very closely because they forecast what they're going to do to us beforehand, years beforehand, in Switzerland. John Ashcroft went and said, hey, we're all going to make money off of bin Laden, off Al-Qaeda. And this is a big new business. This is the new economy. Well, how many times have I said that? And it's not because I have a crystal ball. I saw Governor Ridge over a year and a half ago for 2 hours say that to have a job, live your life, we'll all be surveilled, we'll all be watched, we'll all be controlled. Everything we buy and sell will be tracked. This is worse than 1984. And here is the Associated Press headline, CEOs at Forum assess Al-Qaeda as a business. And it is. It's their excuse to bring the military-industrial complex into your life to be your owner, your master, your controller, your dehumanizer. So we'll get into that for you. And also, another article here, secrecy reigns at Global Economic Forum, very interesting. Bush's push for illegals creating anxious nation. And they've got this Fox News psychiatrist saying, I've had record conservatives who've never been to a psychiatrist coming to me because they had a personal relationship with George Bush in their imaginary little world, and now it's all shattering. I mean, give me a break. We'll be back with that, too. You don't want to miss this show.
got $3 in your pocket, want $1 million in term life insurance coverage, call Term Busters now. Rates are low right now. Call and compare. For example, a man age 45, non-tobacco user, issue preferred, $1 million of coverage is only $75 a month, level for the next 10 years. Call Term Busters now. 800-430-6692. 800-430-6692. If you're a smoker, we have great rates for you too. Call Term Busters now. 800-430-6692. 800-430-6692. We specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. Remember, $1 million in term life insurance coverage for as little as $3 a day. Call right now. Operators are standing by. 800-430-6692. 800-430-6692.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, my friends, it is Friday. Again, thanks for joining us. I'm Alex Jones. I love freedom. I can't stand tyranny. And freedom is in short supply worldwide right now. Governments are shifting our economy into the post-industrial society, the fourth wave, the information merger, information technology merger with biotech. They're building a total control grid, an electronic cashless society prison around us, and it must be resisted. Okay, coming up, the Davos Economic Forum, Bush's illegal alien worship is really causing him more problems than I think he thought. I think Karl Rove, the chief of the White House there, White House chief of staff, I think misjudged, because I'm even shocked by the level of people finally waking up to this, but they'll probably be back to worshiping Bush by next week. Especially when he signs the assault weapons ban, they'll say that's very conservative and that I'm evil and liberal because I'm against it, because I'm for guns. You know, that's liberal. But also, U.S. war on terror may spread to Syria, report says. Again, they already have the official battle plan. Seven state info store a potent repository of personal data, and they're now admitting in the Miami Herald, something I wrote last year in my DARPA Engineering the Beast System article, that the Matrix system is total information, is echelon. They just put out different names to confuse you about an already existing system. Guard survey hints at exodus. They were lied to, the National Guard was, about what their tour of duty would be. Prince Charles to be quizzed. Britain's most senior police officer will reportedly personally ask Prince Charles if he plotted to kill Diana, Princess of Wales. That's from Sky Television News. Mars orbiter confirms evidence of water on surface of Mars. CIA, Iraq at risk of civil war. Bush wants Patriot Act renewed. Some new developments on that. Also a story here. It's very interesting. September 11th, widow, government hides truth. And we've interviewed her, but there have been some new developments there. UM researchers, burning fossil fuel has a measurable cooling effect on the climate. New scientific studies on that that are certainly disproving the claims of global warming. And a French foreign minister calls for strategic partnership with the EU and Russia. That's been the plan all along. That and a lot more. But before I detail the articles I just mentioned, let me first cover this before I forget to ever get to it. Because yesterday, at the end of the show, I just briefly mentioned it, and we could easily spend 2 hours, 3 hours on this subject and do that many times, do many broadcasts on the subject of genetic engineering. And the average person, I don't think, really grasps how dangerous this is, how serious this is, how revolutionary this is. We're trying to play God. And when they talk about genetic engineering on the news, it's like, farmers for thousands of years have crossbred plants and engaged in their own genetic engineering. Why, we've all done it with dog breeding. It's no big deal. Well, breeding dogs to have certain characteristics or crossing two types of squash or eggplant is completely different and not even in the same realm as putting insect genes in most of the produce that we now consume and grow and consume. It is a completely different universe from putting animal genes in other animals, human genes in pigs, spider genes in goats, shark genes in monkeys, putting AIDS virus, making corn grow AIDS virus and other biologicals and chemicals, then open air, growing it in locations all over the country. This is all going on everywhere. With no controls of any type, the government is encouraging it, and they've had big CEOs of some of the big biotech companies over the last 4 years come out and say, hey, we're going to go ahead and contaminate everything with GMO, and then you won't have a choice. You'll have to eat it. And then they own the federal courts and the international courts. When their genes get into your crops, even if you have a record that you bought clean seeds that had nothing to do with their patented genetics, they come and take your property. They come and contaminate your land. You know, it's like if they patented cyanide and then put it on your land and it killed your farm animals, and then they sued you for having their precious cyanide in your animals. But the courts will rule for them. And you know, that's an analogy, the cyanide analogy. It's actually more dangerous than cyanide because the effects never go away. It just keeps spreading into the genetic biosphere, the world complex of interplay in the environment. But the environmental groups aren't worried about this. They want to grab your farm or ranch, and they've got big bank funding. I've been to the Smart Growth conferences. So listen to this out of the Sydney Morning Herald today. Call for suicide genes to control genetically modified organisms. Now, 3 years ago, the Australian government developed a mouse pox that kills 100% of the mice. They put out the procedure on the internet in full of how to make a smallpox weapon that will kill any mammal that you design it for, including humans, with a 100% kill rate. And they then put the design on the internet. And they've now made a bunch of other special poxes that will kill all of the species it comes in contact with. And now they say the terrorists have gotten the ingredients, which they put on the internet, and are going to get us any day with it. So we'll have to go into a new level of hyper-police state to keep us all safe from it. Their new answer is to build into genetically modified organisms a suicide gene. And, of course, that gene will be passed on into the rest of the biosphere It'll do the exact opposite of what they're claiming. Mutation has always shown this. And this is what the big Monsantos and others have called for. They want plants that do not produce seeds that produce other plants. They want you to have to go back to them every year and buy the seeds. They want to patent the life process. They want to kill it in its tracks. This is blasphemous at every level you can imagine. It's creating a monopoly of life. I hope I'm articulating this and trying to relay the magnitude of it, the colossal, unspeakable, mad dash for total control. Government agencies should consider requiring the use of suicide genes or other biological tools to keep genetically engineered organisms from spreading artificial genetic strains into the environment, which has already happened, by the way. A committee of United States scientists has recommended. The committee urged the U.S. Department of Agriculture, which it prepared its report, to consider bioconfinement technologies to keep the organisms under control. These techniques would add genetic traits that make the newly created life form sterile or cause them to destroy themselves after a time. And again, those genetic traits will get passed into the biosphere, which is what they want to do. And then when the crisis begins, there'll be no discussion of who started it. The report released by the National Academy of Sciences says that while many technologies are being developed to prevent genetically engineered organisms or their genes from escaping into the world, most are still in the early stages and none appears to be completely effective. Companies and scientists are developing a wide range of genetic modified organisms, including salmon that grow super fast, mosquitoes engineered not to transmit malaria, and corn that produces pharmacologicals and industrial chemicals. Yeah, Protegene in Texas, planted in 96 locations from Nebraska to Texas to Iowa. AIDS corn, that's Associated Press. Every time I mention that, I get emails. That's ridiculous. You think Protegene would let me get on air and say that? It's the Associated Press, folks. It's true. 96 locations on purpose. It spread into soybeans and got dumped into a granary of seed corn, and then no one knows where it went from there. One concern about these transgenic products is their genes or the organisms could spread. Fast-growing fish that escape into the wild might beat regular salmon or food or mates and disrupt the ecological balance. Now, again, they want to engineer this suicide gene into stuff. Well, that's what they're already doing with the Terminator seeds and the rest of it. This has been their plan, their statements, their corporate minutes. But now it's to, quote, protect you. Remember a month ago the BBC reported that a university out in California with federal funding was, quote, trying to weaken tuberculosis and made a super strain that can't be treated. And, of course, that'll accidentally show up. It always does. They made the new Lyme disease. They do it all. And it goes on and on. But here was the article on the Washington Post yesterday, making way for designer insects. Now, insects are the majority of life forms other than bacteria on this planet. There are just trillions and trillions of them. They are the underlying support column, the second chain, the second level in the food chain for everything. Making way for designer insects, because you have diatoms and, you know, plankton and bacteria and viruses at the lowest level, and above that you've got the insects. It says, the insect world could shortly undergo a genetic makeover. Oh, that's a nice statement. Oh, just, yeah. In the laboratory, scientists are at work developing silkworms that produce pharmacologicals instead of silk, honeybees resilient enough to resist pesticides. Oh, great, so we can use more pesticides, and even mosquitoes capable of delivering vaccines instead of disease with every bite. We already know they put out mosquito boxes around the country they use to release different bioweapons. And there's all these new diseases unfolding. Researchers are tinkering with insects' genes to develop more than a dozen new varieties offering potentially broad social benefits while posing complicated new health and environmental risks. Though most of the danger designer insects are at least 5 to 10 years away, that's a total lie, from reality, concern is growing that government agencies have yet to think about how to oversee the research. A new report scheduled for release this morning warns that the issues posed by gene-altering insects are so complex that unless government agencies begin now to design methods of oversight, it's a revolving door with the biotech companies, the necessary rules may not be in place when scientists are ready to start releasing insects into the environment. Just calmly announcing remaking the insect world. And yeah, playing God, folks. We'll be right back.
We've all heard the ads for lower prices on airfare and hotel. Oh yeah, the dot-coms are endless. CheaperHotels.com, SaveOnYourRentalCar.com, HalfPriceAirlineTickets.com. Problem is, by the time you get done planning your vacation, you've visited dozens of websites and spent hours and hours trying to save money. Well, I'm glad to tell you there's an easier way to get it all at once. www.VacationA2Z.com. A membership in VacationA2Z.com will not only land you huge savings on air and hotel, you'll be treated to discounts of 10 to 80% on car rentals, golf, movies, and theme parks. How about free food at restaurants or big discounts on ski packages at top ski resorts? Not convinced yet? How about auto repair, health and beauty, financial services, or shopping discounts? There are over 60,000 vendors waiting to save you money. All you need to do is visit VacationA2Z.com. That's www.VacationA2Z.com. Visit today and you can be saving big dollars tomorrow even if you're not taking a vacation.
Jack Brownrigg for Midas Resources. Last summer, we did some two-year comparisons between the equity markets and gold. Let's update. January of 02 to January of 04, the Dow was up a whopping 2.2%. The NASDAQ in that same time frame is flat. 2 years ago, the U.S. dollar was worth 17% more than a euro. Today, the U.S. dollar is worth 28% less than a euro. Guess which one has gold backing? January of 02, gold spot was 283. January of 04, it's well over $400 at a 13-year high, up near 40%. Gold is moving, equities are treading water, to say little of the billions lost in market scandals. Put your money in a safe haven, physical possession, private gold. Remember, gold cannot go bankrupt. Call Midas Resources today, 800-686-2237. Protect yourself, protect your loved ones. Call 800-686-2237.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch, for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
All right, my friends, we're back live, and if you'd like to comment on genetic engineering and how it's been totally unregulated, uncontrolled, turned loose, and the technologies we're hearing about are decades old by the time they announce them, the toll-free number to join us on this live Friday edition is 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. But they just calmly announced that, oh, yeah, we're going to have mosquitoes flying around giving you your vaccines. They want to make us take hundreds of vaccines. They already try to claim that your child has to take 35 plus vaccines by the first grade. And every year, the government will announce that three or four new vaccines are, quote, mandatory, despite the fact that you, by law, don't have to take them. They'll try to intimidate you into it. And so they'll just be releasing lots of mosquitoes with the new special vaccines for you. And then no telling what those vaccines will do, what those organisms will do, because they'll have to be live organisms. It can't be a dead pathogen that they're putting in the mosquitoes, because then it wouldn't be carried very long or transmits. So they'll have these new live engineered, supposedly weakened diseases in the vaccines in the mosquitoes, and then they'll come bite you, and of course there'll be mutations they'll claim when it starts causing big problems, and then they'll take more of your freedoms to, quote, keep you safe from it. And they're already saying that they're going to engineer bananas, potatoes, you name it, that have vaccines in them. And it's just all for our safety, folks. So we have to take what they think we need to have, because they care so much about us. The insect world could shortly undergo a genetic makeover in the laboratory. Scientists are at work developing silkworms that produce pharmacologicals instead of silk. Honeybees, resilient enough to resist pesticides, and even mosquitoes capable of delivering vaccines instead of diseases with every bite. Researchers are tinkering with insect genes to develop more than a dozen new varieties. And it says, the report by the Pew Initiative on Food and Biotechnology, a think tank in Washington, outlined laboratory work of astonishing ambition with goals that go far beyond the relatively limited use to which genetic engineering has been put to date. Researchers are already underway, for instance, to create mosquitoes with genes that render them incapable of transmitting malaria, with the idea that the souped-up mosquitoes would be released into the environment to spread their new genes into every type of mosquito capable of carrying the disease. Malaria sickens more than 300 million people a year and kills more than a million, many of them babies in Africa, so see, it's good. But notice where the World Bank and IMF and others have been, the World Health Organization in Africa. You have some countries with 45% of the population with AIDS, and it's been confirmed that it's people getting it who've never had sex, whose parents don't have it, you name it, little babies getting it, who just so happen to get their special inoculations. Then we have Ted Turner and Prince Philip and the World Health Organization and the Henry Kissinger's public documents and CIA documents that are on the website, where they openly say they want to kill half the third world population, and then that just magically starts to happen, and we're all supposed to just trust them. People saying that they want to come back reincarnated as viruses to kill 80%+ of us, like Prince Philip said in his book, If I Was an Animal, the guy that heads up the World Wildlife Fund. You've got all these billionaires that give billions to, quote, vaccinate the third world because they love them so much. You've all heard of that with Bill Gates and others. It's just sick, folks. It's right out in plain view, and it's so horrible, people can't come to terms with it. And so they go into this article about how wonderful all this will be and how good it will be, and it'll save the little African babies because they care about them so much. And there is no oversight to this stuff. You want open-air corn plants with HIV in them? Boom, do it. You want to engineer grasses and trees, not just food plants, but now grasses and trees are now being patented by Monsanto, and they open-air plant them, and suddenly their genes are spreading into almost every plant variety on the planet, and suddenly plants can't produce other plants. Oh, that's a wonderful thing to do, spreading a scourge like that. There's new super weeds. You'll have a cornfield or a soybean field that's got pesticide resistance in it, and it suddenly spreads off into, they find it in oak trees and different grasses, and really bizarre. And then there's all these weird new funguses growing all over the planet, killing trees and other plants. And then they go study the fungus, and it's got genetic engineered traits in it. And there's just no real discussion of that. It's just, let's just continue with what we were doing. What do you think about this? 1-800-259-9231. See, they don't ask you to put the cameras up in your neighborhood. They don't ask you about the police putting black helmets on them and giving them machine guns. They don't ask you about genetically engineering the entire biosphere. They don't ask you when they're going to get the border wide open. They just do it. Bunch of other news in the World Economic Forum. They say the terror war is a big business, and a lot more. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Yes. Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man. Packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements, 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. The get-up-and-go energy, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. Hi, I'm Alan Davison at Monocot Wheatgrass. The 200 pages of our book, Wheatgrass, Nature's Finest Medicine, will remove any anxieties you may have about your nutritional supply. In this kit, you will receive no monthly bills, no monthly pills. This is real self-sufficiency. To get more information about wheatgrass, the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel wheatgrass juicer, go to austinwheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. And thank you for your support of our labors and of this network.
Jack Brownrigg for Midas Resources. Last summer, we did some two-year comparisons between the equity markets and gold. Let's update. January of 02 to January of 04, the Dow was up a whopping 2.2%. The NASDAQ in that same time frame is flat. 2 years ago, the U.S. dollar was worth 17% more than the euro. Today, the U.S. dollar is worth 28% less than the euro. Guess which one has gold backing? January of 02, gold spot was 283. January of 04, it's well over $400 at a 13-year high, up near 40%. Gold is moving, equities are treading water, to say little of the billions lost in market scandals. Put your money in a safe haven, physical possession, private gold. Remember, gold cannot go bankrupt. Call Midas Resources today, 800-686-2237. Protect yourself, protect your loved ones. Call 800-686-2237.
Hey boys, Valentine's Day is coming. Why wait until Valentine's Day to surprise her? Visit flowershop.com and send her flowers today. Nothing says romance like roses, and at flowershop.com we know roses. We also know carnations, lilies, snapdragons, and gladiolas. We know flowers. We know the excitement that is created when a flower delivery person arrives in an office carrying a bouquet of flowers. The anticipation grows as everyone tries to guess who the lucky recipient is. And the joy and pride when the flowers are placed on her desk. We also know the envy of those at the desk as the flowers pass by. So don't wait until you're supposed to send flowers. Send them today and tell her you couldn't wait to tell her, I love you. So when you need to send flowers, remember flowershop.com. It's only natural. Call 1-800-627-0046. That's 1-800-627-0046. Or visit flowershop.com today.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m., back from 9 to midnight Central Standard Time. For those who just joined us, I was reading out of the Washington Post and the City Morning Herald about suicide genes designed into the biosphere to make life cycle shut down in the environment. The Washington Post, with genetically engineered mosquitoes to forcibly give you vaccines. Plants with vaccines in them so you can't escape it. Corn plants with HIV in them. And there's no regulation, no control. It's just being done. And it's the government. It's the big feed lots that allow feeding rotten meat to cows that cause the mad cow. Then they get more federal regulation that will be selectively enforced against good farmers and ranchers. It's all about centralization of control. We have corporate minutes from some of the big pharmacological companies where they've said they're going to take over the entire biosphere. They're going to put their genetics into everything, have it spread, then have world courts and federal courts rule that they own it if their genes are in it. It's amazing. It's just horrible. Now we'll take some calls and I'll get into secrecy reigns at Global Economic Forum. CEOs at Forum assess Al-Qaeda as a business. They say the big new business is going to be the war on terror, how great it is. Bush's push for illegals creating anxious nation. Wait till you hear about this. They're getting record visits to psychiatrists. People have never been to them. I love Bush. Why is he doing this to me? I have a personal relationship with him. I mean, this is how mindless these neocons are. He's my buddy. Why'd he do this to me? Also, Washington soldiers' flights home still left unpaid. They're also having to pay for their meals. U.S. war on terror may spread to Syria, federal report says, and more. Right now, let's go to the calls. Elliot in New York. Elliot, you're on the air.
Hello, Mr. Jones.
Welcome.
I'd like to say it's a travesty what's happening to your website. It's being attacked every day, I noticed, down here in New York. Basically, I did what's called a ping, and I saw that it was wide open. It looks like somebody hacked in and basically opened up your proxy.
Well, it's just ongoing, but, you know, the information's out there, and we're doing stuff to stop it. But, we researched it, and it's clearly very sophisticated attacks.
It is. It's basically what happens is
it's over the Silverstein stuff. I mean,
probably.
I don't like it that we got the video posted and all the documents that they blew up World Trade Center 7. And, I mean, you know, it scares them, and that's understandable.
This is what they do, though. They don't do it themselves. They'll pose as a hacker in a forum, and they'll post something about your site negative, and these idiots won't look up themselves to see if what they said is true, and they'll just attack your site because they'll think you're a political person or whatever.
Well, that happens in some cases, not normally. This is a little bit different than that. What's on your mind, sir?
What's on my mind is basically New York City is really becoming locked down. I mean, anybody who lives here can see it getting worse and worse. I was on Park Avenue the other day, and you can see it wasn't even the soldiers. It was the what we call the ESU, the SWAT team here. They were just standing on the street corner guarding Park Avenue, basically. And, you know, I just would like to say that, you know, your information is excellent. People need to buy your stuff. I love to buy your stuff. Your stuff is the best out there. You're the pioneer of all this good stuff. And that's basically it, sir.
All right, I appreciate your support, and God bless you, my friend. Yeah, I mean, the border's wide open, but they have police in black uniforms and ski masks standing on the street corners everywhere, pointing MP5s at people. It's all about visibility. The Pentagon admits it. They are training us. General Eberhard has said it, the head of NORTHCOM, to accept the end of Posse Comitatus, because they got stuff planned for the society as a whole that they know you're going to resist, that they know you're going to fight, that they know you're going to stand up to, even those of you that have gone along with this. So they've got to get it all in place now. There was an Associated Press photo in the Austin American Statesman on page C3 in the business section yesterday that really told 1,000 words. They say a picture can tell 1,000 words. It told 1,000,000 words. It was some Catholic priest and some you know, folks out protesting. It was grocery store workers with the ongoing, I don't know, 4 or 5 month strike in California, and they were sitting there on the sidewalk. It was a no-protest zone. They tell you now you can protest, you know, in that baseball field 5 miles from or 2 miles from where the grocery store is, but you can't be on the street corner here. Sorry. You've got your First Amendment, you know, where no one can see you, and it's police in camouflage and in black uniforms with loaded MP5s and a loaded mini carbine M16s, and they're just standing there grabbing people, arresting people who are peaceably sitting there on the sidewalk, taking them to jail. You know, troops in military outfits, that's what they are, arresting people who are sitting there on the sidewalk. And that's the new America. And the federal courts have said you can have 250 Bush supporters on a street corner. One person walks into a public street corner with a sign with them saying no blood for oil. They'll be arrested. They'll be federally charged and convicted. Or you can go to your designated free speech zone, and the Secret Service said, hey, you can be a Bush supporter and stand on the street corner. If you got an anti-Bush sign, that cannot be here where the media can see it. And they even said this on the record, just right out in the open, into the First Amendment, and then you got the pro-lifers with the signs that show dead babies, which is totally First Amendment. You can stand there with a picture, you know, of a dead concentration camp victim. People have done that, and I think that's good to expose that. But no, not if it's a dead baby. And we'll talk about that next hour. Justin, where are you calling us from?
Hey, how you doing, Alex? I'm from Kansas City.
Welcome.
Thank you. Hey, I really appreciate what you're doing fighting this globalist puke. It just makes me sick to see all this stuff that they do. And basically, I wanted to comment on your the genes that you're talking about in the seed. I was watching a show. It's on Tech TV called Conspiracies, and they always have two sides, you know, arguing. But they were talking about the kill seeds and how you're going to have to come back year after year to buy them from the big bio companies.
And notice they put that
ridiculous
on the show, like, and call it a conspiracy when that's public knowledge.
Exactly. That's what makes me laugh. I'm like, And the funny thing is they can't ever get anybody from the biotech to come on the show and comment, but they got all these other people against them saying, you know, this is wrong, this is, you know, absolutely ludicrous to do this. And yet they just, you know, it's unbelievable.
Describe the Tech TV show for us.
It's on, I think it's on Sunday night. I got a satellite, so it's like a new thing. So it's like, they talk about different things. The first one I caught was on the New World Order. And the guy, you know, they got one guy that said, oh, government's not taking over and blah, blah, blah. But then you got another guy, and he's out in front of the UN saying, you know, this is exactly where it's all starting. This is where the world government is starting right here, is right behind me in the building of the UN. And, you know, they talk about different things and stuff. And, of course, the people that are trying to, that are for the, you know, government can't ever back up anything, and they basically don't want to. They got, you know, foolish things that pretty much stay. It's pretty funny.
Absolutely. You know, they'll have a TV show about FEMA, and they'll go, conspiracy theory that there's executive orders that can put you in work camps and seize everything. And then they'll go to the executive order and admit it's real, but still it's a conspiracy to talk about it. I'm reading the Washington Post, the Sydney Morning Herald, about genetically engineered honeybees and silkworms and mosquitoes and all this. And then, you know, for 10 years they've had goats that are part spider that create body armor out of their udders. And I had a guy walk to me in a pizza place. I was getting a pizza and just say, you're a liar. There's no such thing, when it's all over the news. You know, it's just any way to deny what's happening. Any way to shuck and shirk their responsibility. Thanks for the call.
All right, thank you.
Good to hear from you, Justin. Let's talk to John. John, where are you calling us from?
I'm calling from Michigan, Alex.
Good to talk to you. Go ahead.
Real quick, just to or document what you were saying about them having that technology years ago. Don Scott, the research professor from Canada, he found all the Canadian documents where they had developed 100 million mosquitoes every month for distributing mycoplasma in the air.
And we had him on the air, and he's been in the mainstream news in Canada. It is admitted public document that for decades they've been putting soft kill bioweapons in mosquitoes and releasing them.
That's on eaglefoundation.net, Alex. Alex?
Yes, sir. And now here's the Washington Post telling you how great it is. What do you think about it?
Well, I think it's just satanic. It's sickening. And we're up here on the 45th parallel. We're constantly be spraying. I talked to Don Scott. He's in his 80s. And he told me that they're putting it in the chemtrails, too. And we have MS here rampant. It's around the 45th around the world, and it's just despicable.
And they have the congressional bill. They even admit on the show Atmospheres on the Weather Channel that, oh, we're manipulating the weather and spraying you, but don't worry about it. You're still weird if you talk about it.
Amen, Alex. Thank you. God bless.
Yeah, thank you, John. Let's talk to Jeff in Washington State. Jeff, go ahead. Good to talk to you today, Jeff. Okay, Jeff's not there. Ray in Colorado. Ray, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hello. How you doing, Alex?
Fine.
A couple things. When our leader said that he wanted to place a man on the Mars, I kind of read that as though they want to place up a man as the god of war, since how Mars is a war planet.
Well, you know, I just stick to stuff I can prove. I mean, the world leaders are
right.
The occult, but mainly NASA's a big black ops cash machine where very little of the money actually goes to space exploration. The rest goes to militarizing space.
And,
you know, it's a more sophisticated scam than $500 hammers and $700 toilet seats at the Pentagon.
What I'd really like to get across is a little bit of strengthening for everybody is that... you know, I talked to a congressman's wife. I said, did you feel like you're an individual in your home when your husband went to Washington? And she said, of course I did. And I said, did you guys receive threats at times about how he should vote? She said, of course we did. I said, did that affect how he votes? She said, of course it did. And I'd like to point the finger at everybody out here, including myself, because the responsibility to protect them was their next-door neighbors. We're not watching over them. People have lost contact with their next-door neighbors.
Well, yeah, that's a big part of it. Our families are breaking up. People don't know who their neighbors are. We don't have block parties. We don't go to church, or our church just tells us to love the Patriot Act and love world government.
So
you're absolutely right.
So if everybody concentrates on any good deeds they can do for their next door neighbors, consider their neighbor a brick, and the good deeds is mortar. The better the deeds, the stronger the mortar that'll hold them together. Because you have CIA, FBI, ATF, police officers, you have homicide detectives who are all compromised because they can't protect their loved ones at home and go to work. And that's our job. That's our job. You just start paying, you know, you spread, let's say you have a million bricks for a refuge. And you spread them all over the city, which is how we've been taught to do. That's not a refuge. It's got to be door to door.
You're
right. Your house to mine.
We've got to create community again. Thanks for the call, Ray. Great points. Now, Jeff in Washington is there. Jeff, go ahead.
Come in, so I had to jump out. You're talking about that genetic modified food and the animals that they're doing now. It's just crazy. I travel across the United States in my job, and I see this everywhere, basically in the Midwest. I was over in South Dakota last year, and about every third crop has these big signs saying test product, you know, and all this. And they have the gall to say that their food that they're growing sitting right next to this other farmer's is not cross-pollinating and contaminating the other species, and it's crazy.
And then Monsanto, the federal court that rules on genetic engineering, is in St. Louis. They openly own the court, and when they spread their genetics into your crop, then your crop can't produce seeds anymore. They come grab plants off your crop with no warrant. They have retired FBI agents that work for them, hundreds of them, and then they criminally go after you and end up finding you and taking your property, even when you prove that they contaminated you.
Yeah. Yeah, they're doing that to that farmer up north right now as we speak up in Canada.
Well, Percy Smizer's been public, but I mean, I've talked to hundreds of farmers that are listeners it's happened to. They have the seed purchase records. They bought good, non-genetically modified seeds. They've never bought from Monsanto. Monsanto will come on a place where there's 500,000 corn stocks. They'll find one plant that has some of their genetics in it. Where there's, you know, Monsanto planted next door, they'll sue them and get hundreds of thousands of dollars or take their property. But usually they just say, look, start buying from us and there won't be any problems. We'll drop this. It's incredible, folks. It is a massive takeover.
Oh, it is. It is. And they're doing it about every third to fifth farm all the way across the United States. I've seen it. I've drove the highways and I've seen it.
Well, in Canada, they hired the retired Mounties, and they've caught the Mounties going in the ditches and throwing out genetically modified seeds right up against the property lines, so they don't even have to buy property and plant or lease property and plant to contaminate. They throw it into the ditches. I mean, it is, folks, it is a takeover.
Well, what's the bottom line on this? What are they trying to prove?
They want to they want their genetics into every plant, and then they can own ownership of everything. And they want to engineer plants, which they've already done, so they do not produce seeds. So you've got to keep going back to Monsanto.
Right.
It is a monopoly being designed.
Ah, yeah, that's what they would be up to. And do they own everything?
And the UN says we use food as a weapon in their 97 food summit, and we do not apologize for it. And yesterday, North Korea was bragging, and we got the photos of little skinny dying babies. It just makes me cry, literally cry. My wife was crying over this yesterday when I came back into the office. She's the webmaster. And they're just murdering millions with this. This is what the globalists are all about.
And what are we going to do? I mean, I listen to you all the time, Alex, and you say, you know, buy your tapes and get it out there in front of people. But even so, I mean, how much blood is there going to be spilled on this? I mean, how are we ever going to stop these people?
Well, sir, most people still don't even know about this, so we've still got the job of waking people up. But violence isn't the way to go. They want that to happen. The globalists carry out their own violence to then blame on people. So we need to expose, number one, that they're the terrorists, and then show their control grid they're putting in place. The entire cashless society, the biometrics, the national ID cards, the surveillance systems, the control of the biosphere, the land grabbing that's going on, the gun grabbing that's going on, getting rid of our borders, imploding our sovereignty. We're being attacked from every angle.
Yeah, there's absolutely no doubt. I mean, you got a voice right there 2 days ago flat saying we're going to just, you know, become a world sphere all the way. All the Americas are going to just become a, you know, I mean, this is what we're going to do. Period.
Thanks for the call. Got to let you go. And here it is, folks. This is out of the Associated Press, Switzerland. CEOs at Forum assess Al-Qaeda as a business, Davos, Switzerland, and one of the more provocative sessions at this year's World Economic Forum. Counterterrorism experts and U.S. chief executives yesterday looked at terrorism through the prism of business as an enterprise with cash flow, employees, and even marketing. Well, that's how it's being sold to you. I saw Ridge a year and a half ago say to have a job, to live your life. We're all going to have, through our driver's license, security level clearances. To have any job, you'll be federally controlled. And it's going to be big business. And he sat there and promised lots of money for everyone and how great this new economy will be. The new prison grid slave economy. The military industrial complex said, hey, we might as well just take over and be the bosses. That's the norm in history.
We've all heard the ads for lower prices on airfare and hotel. Oh yeah, the dot-coms are endless. CheaperHotels.com, SaveOnYourRentalCar.com, HalfPriceAirlineTickets.com. Problem is, by the time you get done planning your vacation, you visited dozens of websites and spent hours and hours trying to save money. Well, I'm glad to tell you there's an easier way to get it all at once. www.VacationA2Z.com. A membership in VacationA2Z.com will not only land you huge savings on air and hotel, you'll be treated to discounts of 10 to 80% on car rentals, golf, movies, and theme parks. How about free food at restaurants or big discounts on ski packages at top ski resorts? Not convinced yet? How about auto repair, health and beauty, financial services, or shopping discounts? There are over 60,000 vendors waiting to save you money. All you need to do is visit VacationA2Z.com. That's www.VacationA2Z.com. Visit today and you can be saving big dollars tomorrow even if you're not taking a vacation.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
From 11 to 2 Central, back from 9 to midnight, we're here live. And my website has been under attack now for a week since we started going public with Larry Silverstein, the owner of the WTC's, saying that they blew up World Trade Center 7. Our backup website is Infowars.net, and you can also get through to our secure online shopping cart there that never goes down, and get the videos, the books, the films, you know, all the T-shirts, the bumper stickers, the information warfare tools. And please get the videos, whether it's Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove or 9/11 Road to Tyranny, Masters of Terror, Matrix of Evil, Police State 3, Total Enslavement. Go to Infowars.com or PresentPlanet.com and link through to the secure online shopping cart and get the films. Get them out to people. Make the copies. It is having an effect. We are fighting the globalists. If we weren't doing this, things would be much worse right now already. The videos are all over 2 hours long, $25.95 a piece. If you order three or more of any of the 10 videos, they drop down to $20 a piece. My book, 9/11 Descent into Tyranny, about September 11th, another government-sponsored terror event, is only $12, over 200 pages long. So please call toll-free to get the books, the films, the tapes. 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or you can simply write to me, and I'm Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, L-A-M-A-R, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. So again, that number is 888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Now, CEOs at Forum assess Al-Qaeda as a business, and they go on saying that he added that before going into terrorism, Osama bin Laden's training was in economics and public administration. And they said that fighting Al-Qaeda is going to be a good world business. And John Ashcroft is the center of talks there in Davos, Switzerland, about how it's a big business. And I saw Ridge say this. It's a big celebration. I mean, 3 days after 9/11, Bush goes to the CIA, stands in the middle of the eagle in the foyer. The CIA stand, some of the top people, hundreds of them, stand around him, and they all do a round of applause and clap and cry and just keep clapping and smiling and just celebrating. This is how they're going to take over our lives. It's real simple. All the corporate crime, all the corruption, walled off under national security, all the takeovers, all the cash, all the private contracts, the $1.2 trillion missing from the Pentagon, all the looting of the economy, all the bid rigging, no bids allowed for Halliburton, record opium supplies pouring out of Afghanistan, all the CIA child kidnapping and white slavery rings. Just, it's business is great, man. They're the ruling class. They're blowing stuff up to scare us into submission. And they plan to keep it up and just not let up. And until we have a mass awakening to this horror, it's going to get worse. And your standard of living is going to go down. And your children are going to be delivered into the hands of total tyranny. So I hope everybody thinks about that. I hope you think about it long and hard, folks, because it is so sad what's happened to this country. We'll get to these loaded phones here pretty early. We're going to get our first guest on here in about 10 minutes. Talking about the First Amendment, pro-life groups try to have signs of dead babies out on the streets. Now, you're arrested for that now. It's just incredible. But again, PBS and the Discovery Channel can show piles of dead people killed by the Nazis, and they should. We should see that and know what evil's all about. But you don't show a dead baby in this country. You don't expose Hitler in this country. You don't expose the 45 million dead, more than Hitler killed. Almost as many as Stalin killed. You see, folks, we're going to the bottom of the pit. We got to be honest about that to get our country back. We'll come back, take some calls quickly, then get to our guests to take more calls and a ton of other news. This Friday show is absolutely jam-packed with key info, so stay with us.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.